Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and amber, always keep the feathers tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the few for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Stick, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical 1, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, here we are, Wednesday, August 22nd, should I say, 2012. It's your boy L1 in the building. Rap Gunny. All them little aliases I got going on. What's going on, people? Yo, I got some new music for you today. We were scheduled to have my man Dwelle in, but you know how that goes. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. They got other things going on. But, yeah, we'll probably have him next week or tomorrow. Who knows? Who can say? You know, he'll probably be on there with D doing his thing tomorrow. But today you got me, Not Your Head Wednesdays, and I'm looking for my partner to kick in. Hopefully she'll be able to come through. Don't know. Be like that sometimes. Man, what's good with everybody though out there, you know? I got some new music for you. I'm going to go against the grain a little bit tonight, and I'll probably play, you know, a lot of music, you know, let you hear some of the stuff that you're missing on the radio, talk about a little news, you know, get on my soapbox and, you know, bust out my political act and everything, man. Just talk about little things, man. Let's see. One thing I want to touch bases on is our priority. Well, not so much our priorities, but, you know, when are we going to stop falling in line on materialistic things? There's been a whole bunch of uproar today. LeBron James is supposed to be coming out with some new gym shoes. Expensive gym shoes, about $1,350. Well, not 13. I'm sorry. Damn, I done went all against the grain, man. My brain is not functioning right. But $315 for these gym shoes. And my problem with that, who has $315 to spend on gym shoes? I mean, is it really that necessary? Are these, like, golden gym shoes? Are these gym shoes going to make you change your life? For men, is this going to get you new females? For ladies, is this going to get you new males? You know, is this going to get you the job that you want or whatever? I don't know, man. You know, cats out here, sat over here, and it's a big uproar about this, man. You know, it's a big stink, you know. Who has $315 to blow on some LeBron James jumpers, man? For real. You know, and I'm looking at it like this. You know, that's a lot of scrubbing, man, for some shoes, man. I mean, it ain't no secret, man. People that know me, man, I'm a cheap cat, man. I ain't even gonna lie, man. You know, it's a stretch for me to go past 50 for some J's, man. You know? And 315, if my kid was to come up to me and ask me for some $315 shoes, I might have to stop the chase out of my mouth. Sorry. But, I mean, I don't even have a pair of $315 shoes, you know? I got some nice dress shoes, you know? I go out and do what I do for dress shoes and stuff like that. But gym shoes, man? Can you imagine the lines for these at Nike? The cats out here, man, just, you know, beating each other down. And then you got to also look at it like this. I grew up in the 80s, man, with, you know, Jordans and stuff like that. And cats was getting killed over them shoes. So can you imagine the fuckery that's going to go on, man, with these 315, you know, shoes? And the you know, I mean, it's there's no need for that, man. I mean, I don't understand, man, priorities of black folks, man, and clothes and materialistic things, man. It's just like, if you really gonna go out there and pay $315 for some shoes, and you over here struggling as it is, you know, if you got that paper, go ahead, do what you do. But I mean, do you really need shoes for $315? Something that probably costs like $25 to make over there in China? I ain't getting it, man. You know, priorities are really skewed, man. But, yeah, that's one little thing I want to talk about, man. I want to touch on that. Probably holler at D when she get on here, you know, my man Richow. See what's going on with her. Another thing I want to touch on. The young brother that was killed down there in Arkansas, you know, it was a claimed suicide. And you know, if you know what I'm talking about, Chavis Carter. If you don't know, the young brother was picked up, him, two other cats, for marijuana possession. You know, police, according to the police, it was marijuana in the car. And they took the kid, and he let the two guys that he was with, they let them go, took him, okay? Got him in the car. Somehow or another, allegedly, he had a gun. He shot himself. A new revelation has come up with that. According to his girlfriend, she claims that he called and notified her of the gun in the car, you know? And, yeah, the girlfriend was, you know, she told the investigator that Carter said he loved her, that he was scared, and according to the statement, which did not identify her, of course, but phone records show he made two calls, and one was from the back of the patrol car, according to the police statement. And, you know, it's presumed that he stashed the gun in the rear of the car after the pat-down, but, you know, before the cuffing and the second search. Now, I'm trying to understand why they did two searches anyway and didn't find it the first time. You know, if he had the gun on him and you searched him correctly the first time, you would have found it. Okay? And if you've ever been frisked by a cop, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You know, they grabbing everything. They going for the gusto. They grabbing your nutsack, all of that. And, you know, the ladies, they're going through your purse, you're getting searched by a female, she grabbing your goodies and everything, you know. If it's not hard to feel a gun, you know, small or large, you know. If you search it correctly, you're going to feel that hard-ass metal. So that's the first thing that came across in my mind. Second thing, you know, what happened to the camera? Everybody knows there's a dash camera on every squad car. It should be anyway. And, you know, the squad camera wasn't on around the time when the young brother supposedly or allegedly shot himself. So, you know, it's a sketchy thing. You know, it's a lot of police fuckery going on, you know, when it comes to these kids and you know, getting pulled over, everything. Now, when it first came to my attention and it was about some drug stuff, I'm thinking, well, maybe they shot this kid, man, you know, over whatever, you know, something, it just didn't sound right, you know. And then two, how is this kid able to aim the gun? Parents say he's right-handed. He was shot on the left-hand side of the head. I don't know how he was able to aim the gun at his head or, you know, it happened. That's all I can say, it happened, you know, and it's a big stink about that going on. Never mind now, next thing I want to hit real quick. Ain't nobody been saying nothing about the Trayvon Martin case, man. We forgot about that. Or at least, you know, there's no word on it or anything like that, you know. And right now, what seems to be going on with the Trayvon Martin case is the lawyers want to take the judge off the case. And they say that he's insufficient, legally insufficient, according to what I'm reading here. Same team announced Monday on a website that they've set up that they've since filed a petition for a writ of probation asking Florida's 5th District Appeals Court to try to remove Lester from the case. Right now, of course, he's still the trial judge on the case, and we're still moving forward on whatever we have to do or need to do. You know, they're trying to move this guy off the case because he's doing his job, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. And it's sad for me to say it, but if this case goes ugly and they don't get done what needs to be done with this case, you know, honestly, I would think there would be a riot down there in Florida. You know, it's just too fishy. You know, they're trying to remove this guy. I mean, I'm going to call the spade a spade, man. George Zimmerman, man, is a shaky dude, man, you know. And I'm just going to put it out there. People may agree with me. People may not agree with me. But I'm looking at it like this. If you would have stayed in the car in the first place, you would not be in the position that you are in. You have totally clusterfucked your life by jumping out of the car, confronting this young kid. If he was allegedly doing something, let the police handle that. And that goes for anybody, black or white. If you see something out there, you call the police, don't get involved. Because you'll get clusterfucked like this dude did. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying that George Zimmerman didn't do anything wrong. Obviously, he did. You know, like I say, this kid, you know, wherever that, you know, fault they try to put on him or throw him under the bus so he had a screwdriver or he was suspended for theft or whatever like that, I'm going to tell you something. If my black ass was out there and I killed little Becky Sue and Joey or, you know, whoever, you know, Chad, and I confronted Chad and I shot Chad and all those circumstances happened the way that it happened with the young brother, my ass would be underneath jail. They wouldn't even find me. I'd be chilling with Jimmy Hoffa right about now because they beat the blackness off my ass, man. And you know, I ain't no wimpy dude, but I'm just saying that's what would happen. And, Cass, you know, the racism is real prevalent, man. If you ever go to some of these chat boards and look at this stuff, man, that they posting on here, man, it's unbelievable. But yeah, you know, all eyes are off the George Zimmerman joint, man. You know, ain't nobody really said anything about that. But, you know, I check it out, man. It's calamity and chaos, man, in the States, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say about that noise, man. But, yeah, it's crazy going on out here, man. But needless to say, man, I got more news, man. I'm going to talk about this Evelyn and my boy Chad crap later on in the hour. I'm going to talk about Manny Fresh. I'm going to talk about Mariah Carey. You know, she got some things going on, man. And, wow, it's just a lot of comedy in the entertainment business. Man, it's chaos going on. I'm going to go against the grain, too. I'm going to tell you something, man. I listen to a lot of music, some strange, some cool. I try to listen to some of the new wave stuff, man. And my man 2 Chainz got a new album out, man. So if you have, I gotta be honest. Certain things on that album for me were hit and miss. So I'm not gonna sit over here and try to fake like, oh man, it was the greatest album in the world. For the kids, yeah. For me, it was hit or miss. But there was one joint that stood out for me. I'm gonna let you guys hear. This is off the new 2 Chainz joint. And, yeah, Scarface on that, man. The beat was like, meh, you know, but, I mean, you know, shit, it had Scarface on there. So if anybody don't know who Scarface is, you know, I ain't talking about Al Pacino in the movie. I'm talking about Scarface, the ghetto boy. You know, this man is a triple star, rear admiral elite. You know, he's old school. You say what you want to, but my man is a legend. And for him to be on there with 2 Chainz, man, he's been popping up on a lot of people's shit, too, lately, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. I guess he did his little jail time stint, man. And he out doing this thing, and he's on a new 2 Chainz album. So for those, for you young cats, man, be out there, man. Cop that shit, do what you do. I'm going to let you hear this 2 Chainz, and then, I'll probably let you hear a few other little joints I got stashed on the laptop. And we'll be back, and hopefully my co-host will be on here. If not, man, you rocking with me all night, man. So if you don't like that, you know what you got to do. But for now, you with your man Brock Gunny. So I'll be back check this joint out, and we'll go from there. Peace.
Toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard. I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks. You looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. My nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. Now for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweat. Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on, calmer than my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. My nightmares are triggered by bad memories.
The world stands still. Yesterday your little man got killed, and all he ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young, cause the game's cold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in, you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause greed'll make a motherfucker evil. To the point he down your ass when he see you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison, inject the ghetto with the drug. Paranoia got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out.
I lay awake in my four corner room, set a candle.
Here comes my officer. time, I got to grind. I can't help it, I got to shine. I do it big, just keep it big. I can feel like half the projects in my crib. You stick around, I'm out of here. You on the ground, I'm in the leer. I love y'all, banana boat. Either way, come on, nigga, got to get the dope. They done make me mad, now I'm in my bag. And I'm back with the strap, take the case, take the case, nigga, swag. Every step I take, every little itty bitty move I make, turn the big bag to birthday cake. I can even fit this shit in my safe. Wait, got more money coming, try not to hate. Why you think a nigga in and out of state? I'm a pro on the low when I operate. I get the bread, I blow the bread. I'm flashy, I'm shining. I get the bread, I blow the bread. My bitch, my dime.
Yeah, I love them strippers. these niggas understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. I wish a bitch could. Like the little engine that good. Yeah, get it. 2 Chainz.
Yeah. I love them strippers. Yeah, this is a new, this is for the kids now, man. I say that with all sincerity. This new rap is for the kids now. Wow. Yeah, that was 2 Chainz. I hit you with some new 50. Well, yeah, I guess it's new, relatively new. And I hit you with 2 joints by 2 Chainz, man. And, yeah, I love them strippers, man. But, no, man, yeah, that's 2 joints off the 2 Chainz album, man. You know, like I say, I can't shit on 2 Chainz, man. I mean, the South is what's going on right now, man. I'm going to touch on that, too. My man Manny Fresh touched on that as well. But, yeah, man, that's for the kids, man. That's what's up. You know, people going out there buying that, man. You know, the days of lyrics and sampling and hip hop beats, man, that shit is gone, man. So we subject to listening to this shit, you know, where y'all are, because I got MP3s, but, you know, I could play it. You know, fortunately for y'all, I don't play a lot of that type every day, but I just, you know, I try to indulge, you know, for the other people that listen out there, man. And, you know, I try to go the distance, man. I try not to be too biased and everything, man. But I got to tell y'all, man, your boy, I ain't feeling that shit, man. Let me tell you how low it's gotten. If you guys ever get a chance to check out my page, man, I got this dude on there, and it's on the page. I just put it to you like that. My man has a song. I can't remember this dude's name for the life of me. Look up Brock Gunny Sampson on Facebook. Go to my page, and you will hear this fucking song. And it's called "I Bust Up in These Holes." I bust up in these holes. One or two. In any case, my man talking about busting nuts up in holes, man. And this is the shit that's hot now. This is how the hours went straight 360, man. For the record, though, I did check out the Trey Songz joint, man. His new LP, man, is floating out there, man. Go buy it. But if you want to get a preview, it's floating out there, man. It came out a little bit before it was released. Check it out. But, yeah, this is what hot, you know, this is what y'all like now, man, you know. You come to Niger Head, man, you know, we ain't rocking stuff like that on the regular, man. You know, I might slip one in, man, like I say, just not to be biased, but, man, it is what it is. So let me hit y'all with some more news. My man LL had an altercation today, man. If you haven't heard, my man LL came face-to-face with a burglar suspect, man, up in his crib, man, and he took the guy down. LL knocked his ass down. Run out. Where was Smokey at? My man ended up with a broken nose and a jaw broke, man. His jaw was broke. This is according to blackmediascoop.com. You know, this is somewhere I get some of my news sources from, man. According to the cops, the suspect came to LL's crib. And unfortunately for him, homie was at the crib, man. You know, I know some of y'all ladies, man, know LL, man. He got the penitentiary muscles, man. A lot of y'all don't know LL went to jail for a little short stint, man, before his second album came out. But anyway, we you know, my man heard the dude downstairs. He went to check it out, found dude down there, said he tripped off his alarm. And LL, man, jumped out and went on him, man. You know, he broke my man's nose and his jaw, man. LL ain't no punk, man. I actually met that dude up close and personal, man. That's a big dude, man. You know, I'd have to hit his ass with a table or something, man. That's a big guy, man. But yeah, man, that's what's going on with LL, man. He knocked the motherfucker out, man, today. And yeah. let's see, what else is going on in the news, man? Well, looks like Mama Jackson and TJ Jackson will be sharing the rights on Michael Jackson's kids. If you don't know, a couple of weeks back, a month ago back, you know, there was some problems going on with the camp, Jackson camp, and, you know, Tito and them was trying to get the money. You know, them guys got debt, man. You know, Tito and them ain't dropped no hit in a while, man, and Brother Jay gone, man. So, you know, you ain't got nobody left for Janet. You know, Rebe ain't making nothing, and, You know, the other one in Las Vegas, I can't remember her name for the life of me right now, but her dang bad ass is over there in Vegas. But, yeah, man, it's official, man. Mama Jackson and TJ will sell custody of MJ's kids. And you just know they're going to blow that money, man. I'm looking at these kids right now, man. At all three of them, Michael need his ass whooped, man, because he's, man. I mean, you know, you love who you love, but he need his ass whooped, man. Rest in peace, Michael, man. But this was some bullshit you was on with these kids, man. And these fucking names, Prince Michael, Blanket, I forgot the name of the chick, man. You was on some bullshit, Michael, man. You ain't got a black face between the three of them, man. You was on some bullshit, Michael, man. You know, they fucking with the money, too, man. But you was on some bullshit, Mike. Yeah, man, that's what's up with that, man. So, you know, the judge gave Mama and TJ, the okay, you're going to raise them together. So both of them going to be breaking off some money together. And Jermaine and the rest of them, man, they better go Walmart and, you know, you might see them cats greeting you or whatever, man. But that's what's going on with that. Let's see. My man Manny Fresh has been talking a lot, man. He's been doing some things, man, with Kanye Yeezy. And Manny Fresh. And I agree with Manny Fresh, man. You know, he said some things today. Well, he said some things in Soul Culture UK. And for those who don't know who the UK is, that's the United Kingdom. You know, get up on Google and Google that, man. But Manny Fresh was like, you know, he's saying that the lack of diversity in hip-hop is not there. And, you know, at one point he was like, man, you know, we had a variety of different MCs, but according to them, you know, everybody sounding the same, man. You got New York rappers that sound like they from the South, East Coast rap. Well, I mean, I guess that's the same thing, man. East Coast, New York, that's, yeah. They sound like they from the South, and not saying anything is wrong with that, but what happened to the East Coast sound? What happened to the West Coast sound? And agree, man, what happened to that? Dre, get off your ass and drop that album. Stop playing, you know, so we can hear some new shit. And, yeah, it is what it is, but I wholeheartedly agree with him, man. You know, it's everything sounds like the South Coast. And then you got everybody on the little message boards, you know. They on there and they're battling, oh, man, fuck that, man. South, if it wasn't for the South, hip-hop wouldn't be here now. And that's true, to an effect, but, I mean, and I'm not shitting on the South. I'm not shitting on the music. Well, I am kind of shitting on the music, but it needs to be variety, man. You can't hear the same beat, the same shit, same 808 and hi-hat on everything. I understand you want to shake the booty music and everything, and it does get the ladies on the dance floor or whatever if you go to club, if you're still clubbing like that. Yeah, they get their asses out there, man. But, you know, I remember how it used to be. And, yeah, like I say, man, I'm an old motherfucker, man, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, it ain't gonna never be like it used to be. But at the same time, can we get a little diversity and educate the kids? Because I'm tired of the kids coming back with that old, oh, so-and-so is old and all this and all that. So-and-so that's old is the reason why your favorite MC is out doing what he's doing now. Because if old man River hadn't got out there and did what he was doing, your young buck-ass MC wouldn't be out there able to rock the South. Because the South wasn't getting no play really back in the 88. If it wasn't for guys like 2 Live Crew, Ghetto Boys, 8-Ball and MJG and all them, man, you know, banging at the doors, man, the way they were, man, trying to, you know, do what they do and get out there, man. A lot of these young cats wouldn't even know. And they don't even know about none of these old, you know, old school players anyway from the South. Y'all don't know nothing about that, man. Y'all ain't listening to them. Too Short ain't from the South. He's from the West Coast. But y'all don't know nothing about that, man. This new breed of MCs, man, they on some bullshit, man. But, like I say, it's a young man sport now, man. So this is what you're going to get, man. So, yeah, but that's what Manny Fresh is talking about. He's also speaking on, you know, his dealings with Kanye West and how that album is going to be dope when that comes out. And I'm actually going to look forward to checking that out, man, see what's up with that, man, because Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar are banging it out, man. They're doing what they're doing, man. So I can't even front on that, man. But I'm going to stop running my mouth for a hot second, and I'm going to jump in here. I guess it's just going to be me, man, tonight. Y'all going to have to deal with me on that level. Sorry. And, you know, man, what happened here? Man down. Screen froze. Let me fix that up, man. I can't hear. Yeah, I'm trying to get to the music, man. And the screen froze on me, man. Can you believe that? telling you, man, Blog Talk Radio, man, they tripping. Cast is tripping, son. Let's see. Man, I got another joint, man, by 50, man. Y'all, 50, man, he kind of lost his way. And it ain't really his fault. But, I mean, it's just the way the industry, man, you know, things change. But he's still putting out hits, man. This is going back to a couple of years ago, man, with the Rick Ross beef with him, man. And I love this joint, man. It was funny as hell, man. 50 is the only cat in beef, man, to me. He talks shit, but it's funny. I mean, he's funny, man. It's like, dude been shot, though. That ain't shit to him no more, man. That was a big thing back. He been shot 7 times. And my man come out with joints, man, it's just, wow. That's hip-hop to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really a big 50 fan, man. But at the same time, man, to listen to some of the stuff that didn't get released, that's out there, man, check out some of these joints, man. If you guys are interested in anything about 50, man, I got links for you. But, yeah, check this joint out, man. This was the diss he did to Fat Man over there, the correctional officer. And, man, tell me what y'all think, man. Hit me up, call the line, man. 718-766-4553, man. Check this joint out. Let me know what you think, man. Peace.
You won't believe what Tia told me.
You ain't gonna believe this shit, nigga.
You fucked the wrist over me.
You done. It's a rap, nigga.
Ricky.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. Back on my bullshit. I'm back moving around strapped with a full clip. Rap niggas, they back talking that back talk. I stab a hole in your fat back with the black hawk. Who got your back now, Ricky, huh? Who got your back? I got the black on black Louis stack. Filter with the strap, navy blue CTS. Leaning in the lack, way back. I mean, way back. Back in the days, it was okay to fuck with me. Now you say the wrong shit, niggas hit you up for me. Wait, let me tell you what your baby told me. You ain't got a street bone in your whole body. It's not who you think you are. Put your gun in your bed, you think you're hard. Acting like you're moving, blowing the street. Nigga, where I'm from, we got the hustler E. And you the police.
You won't believe what the D.A. told me. You fucked your wrist over me.
Officer Ricky. Officer
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear your mafia talk tough. That fake fuck boy shit don't fly in New York. You want to listen to Joe? You want to listen to Khaled? Fine. I just fuck everybody up while I'm at it. First, we the best in it. We depressed. After this shit flopped, they're like, damn, we stressed. We a mess. He's not the nigga to test. 90 degrees out here. We got to wear a vest. Call me crazy, go ahead, call me crazy. Me and your baby mama dumping intimate, baby. Imagine how she felt when she seen how I live. When I use the intercom to find niggas in my crib. Hey, I'm the biggest boss you've seen thus far. My money coming in the morning, so I'm up with Russ Ball. Early in the morning, turn your radio on. 50 bouts, come on, you missing it, y'all.
You won't believe what the media told me.
Man, you ain't gonna believe this. You're done, Rick.
Officer Ricky.
Oh, man. I just feel like I'm showing off now. I mean, I'm rich, man. I have disposable cash. I be hanging out with Russell. We do yoga. To relax. I have a temper problem. You know? I talk to L.A. Reid. I say, oh, man. L.A. I mean, Rick Ross is finished. I mean, I'm going to have to help out with something over there because I'm disposing of them. But, I mean, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. You know? Just politics.
You won't believe it.
Shut the fuck up.
to the future.
I got the juice, the ruler of the world like Zeus. Hounds of hell on a leash, I'm about to let loose. New school Audi A6 with GPS. Old school BMW with BBS. The neurotoxin, poisonous is BBD. Turn on CBS or the BBC. I'm a beast, playing seeds up to 3BM. I'm a BB King, typing on BBM. Make more moves than MJ or MMA. I'm like the IRA or NWA. I'm AP, that's me, my initials official. See the 9MM on the side of my pistol. I live in CT, I chill in LA. I need that USD, I stay well paid. I'm BGZ, I'm GBC. I've been a G since the date was BC. I don't fuck with LOL or BRB. I'm more LONS plus PRT. I'm AOTP, put you on the IV. Head honky in charge of HHIC.
NWA in the DOC. I can't sing or play guitar like the B.O.B. But I can put you underground with the 223. I'm a ammo dump, you a vagina for sale. You a long running joke like SNL. Go to sleep with a dream waking up to hell. Spellbound, hypnotized when that fiction fail. Anything on the street, you can get it in jail. THC, PCP, hair on the rails. Nigga ain't shit free, my shit COD. Cripple a victim, hit your system like HIV. Try to position intervention, but you MIA. Fucking GAY, it's in your DNA. I'm a POW, stumbling out of the jungle. Leeches, malaria on me, but still ready to rumble. Notify the FBI, call the CIA. Hit the ATF, tell them to bring more tanks. Definition of the mission, competition is none. What's a punk ass pistol to a Gatling gun? Come on.
Yeah, and it don't quit.
Submariner and never reach this close death. I Cobra Kai, those who try, get your shin bone swept. I'm a magician like Egyptians think of Imhotep. I slice backyard bullies, let Kimbo step. It's not a smart idea, testing if this rhyme's real. You better off breakdancing through a minefield. That's the way that I'm built. I'm a pompous jerk, motherfuckers get killed like a Scottish skirt. Send the SOS, average XXX. From the LBC to the South BX, y'all a DOA, let the coroner cover you. You're WCF, average FCW, I'm FTP, it's in my DNA. Got a DUI from the ENJ. They say that I OD, they say I'm a OG. I just tied the score and flow with it OT. I love OPP, I got OCD. Word life, I got OCs, OCD. I miss ODB, fuck the FCC. I miss Fab Five Freddy on MTV. Fuck
it.
Like a boxer, white beater by Fila. Luke Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type. CeeLo, stay chisel, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chisel, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows. So stay chisel.
Hey yo, Nas, I was telling them niggas on the Ave the same shit the other day.
Bye. Bye.
Kids gotta stay sharp.
No doubt.
Or stay chiseled,
huh? Chiseled. Yo, performing chest naked. I'm looking sharp for the peoples, not in my physical form. Strong thoughts, I'm cock diesel, brolic with knowledge, so flow with me. Intelligence benching, 4,000 and 450, like a dumbbell L. Inhale and hear the lunch bell ring, sweating, working up an appetite setting.
Yo, stop the presses. Yo, check it out. I got my girl, Sonya D, hottest comedian out of Illinois right now. She is on the line right now, and what's going on, baby girl? How you feeling?
What's up, baby? What is this, Blog Talk? What is your
hot radio show. You know how to do the first in the world.
Naja here, Wednesdays, this was going down. Man, she's literally on the streets, y'all, so y'all pay attention.
Don't be saying it like that. I'm on the streets, like on the streets, you know, like sell us a booty. I'm working. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say it like that either.
You know you out there selling some booty. You got to pay them bills just like everybody
else.
Man,
dude, I'm trying to find me a sugar daddy.
Yeah,
as a matter of
fact,
we got any sugar daddies out there telling they need to be at this Joe Torre show. We got my boy Joe Torre from Poetic Justice, Sprong, Fled. You seen him on the Mogi Nick show. I mean, it's going to be off the chain this weekend. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Y'all make sure. I mean, tell your people to come out. Bellwood. Touch of the Past in Bellwood this Saturday. If you're in Waukegan, Lake County area, this Friday at Long Sing Banquet Hall right down Sunset and Green Bay, 8 o'clock. You know what? Can I give them the website, Sean, so they can log on and check it out?
Yeah, do that. Knock them out. Do that.
Yeah, y'all check it. And all the information, if they need information for the comedy shows, is www.givebackcomedytour.com. Give back. Like, give back your money that you owe. Givebackcomedytour.com. This Friday and Saturday, the 24th, 25th, my boy Joe Torre, superstar actor, comedian, will be in Illinois all week long. I cannot wait. I know you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, of course, man. Come on now. You already know the deal. Now, you know, basically, now you're doing this from state to state, too, right? Because you just left Phoenix, like, about a couple of weeks ago or whatever, a week ago.
Yeah, we had a show last Saturday, as a matter of fact. Couple of Saturdays ago in Phoenix.
So you traveling?
Yeah,
we're all
over the place, Sean. We trying to, you know, just, I mean, the people are going through some rough times in the world, man. Everybody needs to get their chuckle on, you know? Everybody needs to be laughing. A lot going on, so we're just trying to stretch it all over.
That's what's up, now. I appreciate you coming through on this, man. It's, you know, such short notice and everything, but, you know, I try to assist the sister the best way I can,
and
get the news out
there. I got time for my real people. I'm always going to make time, you know? You can't be a celebrity every day. You got to make time for the little people.
You know, for those, again, who don't know, it's in Illinois, so, you know, she may be traveling elsewhere, but this weekend it's in Illinois. We in Bellwood, Touch of the Past. Come check it out. It's always a hot show. She had Broadman from the fifth floor. Couple of months ago back over there, man. So she doing this for the love, man. She got to pay bills too, but come check her out, man. That's what's up. Anything else you want to add, baby?
No, Sean. I just want you to let you know I do appreciate you, my brother. You're doing a great job, and I can't wait to see you this weekend. Bring your camera, because you know I'm going to need some pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to bring them. Don't be giving my government name out now.
Oh, what's your DJ Raheem? What's your radio name,
go.
DJ Raheem?
You see, that's an old ass joke because don't nobody know
what, right now. What's your blog talk radio name? DJ Stomach Tickler. What's the name?
See, Stomach Tickler. Here we go. Bob Gunny, baby. You already know.
That's hilarious.
You already know. But
well,
that's,
you know, that's my
out.
Name. You know, we grew up. We go way back. So, like, you know, my government name.
Yeah, I know. I know your cases too.
You was with me when I had them. Well, shut up.
See, there we go.
Buddy.
All right, baby girl, we're going to let you travel on. And, again, I appreciate you coming in and calling and letting people know. If people want to catch up with you and just see what's going on in the inner workings of Sonya D, where can they go?
Man, just, you know, if they want to catch up, and tell them to keep on my website, ComediansonyaDLive.com. ComediansSonya, S-O-N-Y-A, so just the letter D, live.com.
There we go. All right, baby, we're going to let you fly, and I will see you Saturday, and I will see the rest of y'all. Y'all better be there Saturday. Come support. Check this out. I'm going to keep hitting it up every day on Facebook.
Well,
let people know, man,
if they forget the information, they can hit you up to get the, you know, they can call you to get information if they didn't get it over this interview.
There we go. All right, Sonny, we're going to fly it up out of here. We will get back to you a little bit later. I will see you Saturday.
All right, Gun, talk to you soon, boo.
All right, baby. Bye.
Yep.
That was my girl Sonya D. She's been rocking in the comedian world for a long time. I met her in my college days. You feel me? Let's go back to NIU. NIU Stand Up, Northern Illinois, what's up? And, you know, I've been aiding and assisting on certain little things with her for a minute, man. But please come out if you're in the Illinois area, if you are in the western suburbs, man, northwestern suburbs, should I say, western suburbs, whatever. You know, come check it out, man. It's extremely a cheap show, but it's a good show. She's doing this for the love. She's been traveling. She get out there. She handle it, man. So come check out Sonya D. I'm going to try to get my man Joe Torre, man, to talk on there. And, you know, funny guy, man, and get him on the show, man. I'm gonna try to get comedians on here every now and then, man. But that was a little quick coverage from my girl, man. I appreciate it. I kind of cut into a song. I'm gonna play that in a minute, and I'm gonna stop rambling and go back on to the music. But yeah, you know, come check that out. And with that, I'm a bounce.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
On my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing our net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness? That mean you wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof decks. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocket Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tap means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something with it. My first shotty, my niggas is ignorant. Put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cutting school with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet. Baccarat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game looking 17. I don't lean. No codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salam for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two step, try to stay alive when they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model chocha, mommy popping like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don't under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada. Understood.
Wake up in the morning light. Niggas, you feel me though? It's the real, my nigga, really though. Niggas in the field, my nigga, here we go. If you ain't ready for it, what you in it for? World playing whirlwind, we reppin' the mo. In the back, gotta keep it on the low. We bringin' it if you niggas, you bringin' the dope. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go. Yeah, tell them all settle down. We bringin' the real whack, niggas not allowed. So Detroit like gon' be loud. So Detroit like 7 miles. So what up though? Then we tryna get it and get out, getting much though. Then bringin' it to the hood crowd like what up yo? You ain't never seen shit, London boutique fit. You ain't never seen this. What you mean? I call my regime, yeah my team is at wherever the green's at. Yeah I mean this. Shots ring to the chest, ain't breathing. Breath just left the soul while slowly leaving. Can't leave them out, yeah I'm still here. Feeling better than ever, why they still cheer? Why I'm still here? Welcome to a new zone, new king now. Home, welcome to a new throne. Let it breathe. Niggas, you feel me? You feel me though? It's the real, my n- really though. Niggas in the field, my n- here we go. If
you ain't ready for it, what you in it for? Earl playing whirlwind, they reppin' the mo. In the back, gotta keep it on the low. We bringin' it with you niggas, we bringin' it up. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, yeah, it's the action. Anger of a madness, this what happens. Tears fall fast when you can't catch the laughter. I just rap madness, trying to catch a break, but it ain't coming faster. No, this the laughter. Happiness smiles when you show you better than niggas, and people see how and they recognize now. Yeah, ain't nothing to fuck with no cosign, with no nothing. Started from the ground up and now, up there around industry niggas that I don't like to fuck with. But I play the game, handshakes, give me dap. Yeah, what up, though? I'm feeling like fuck those lanes, but it's just business. I feel good. Good now, I'm at a point in my life I wish a nigga would now. So much support, I bring the whole hood out. Making undeniable music, nigga, that's no doubt.
Let it breathe. Walk with.
Niggas, you feel me out? It's a real, my niggas, really doubt. It's in the film, my nigga, here we go. If you ain't ready for it, what you in it for? Playing whirlwind, we reppin' the mo. In the back, gotta keep it on the low. We bringin' it, if you niggas, we bringin' it out. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. 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 Gotta go.
Back, damn, that ended abruptly. But yo, that was my man Black Milk, Gotta Go. Followed up before that was Nas the Don. That was off the new album, man. Go check that joint out, man. That's what's hot. We had my girl Sonya D on the line earlier, man, and she was talking about her little charity comedy show, man, that's going on out in Illinois. She was just out in Phoenix a couple of days ago. I thought it was a couple of weeks ago. I was wrong. Yeah, she was out Phoenix. She called in. Man, go support that show. Check it out this Saturday. I'm going to be there. Check it out. It's going to be some funnies and chuckles going on up in there. Man, that's what's up, man. I'm still hitting y'all with music. I know y'all are like, damn, this is a little bit different from the format they're going. Well, this is what I do when I don't have a co-host. You know, you guys might get a little bit more music and a less of my mouth, you know. Anyway. So, and it's kind of fucked up how I'm going into this, but, so, yeah, I'm reading, you know, this is what I do while, you know, try to find something to talk about while the fuck, you know, we going and the music's playing and everything. I'm reading this shit on Black Media Scoop, and I gotta say, man, the world is fucking coming to an end, man, and it's coming to an end really, really fucking soon. Fuck that Nostradamus shit and that Mayan shit that's supposed to be happening in December, you know, coming up. Dodger Griddle. But this is some crazy ass shit. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Camden, New Jersey, mother decapitated her 2-year-old son that she just got him back. And to show you what type of punk bitch she is, man, she sat over here and killed herself. Now, in my mind, I'm trying to figure, is shit really that hard, man? Times really that bad, man, when you gotta decapitate your kids, man? 2-year-old son, man, she just got this kid back, man, and she, poor Zaire Thomas, man, is dead. Found the boy's head in the freezer. What the fuck is up with y'all, man? Is it really that bad out there, man? Seriously, man, I can't relate. You know, my shit go off from time to time, man. The phone bill get bad, the light bill get bad, you know, the rent get bad, man, you know. But why y'all hurting the kids, man? The kids didn't ask to be here. You know, yeah, the police bust in, man. They found the kid on the first floor, man. Mother in the second floor bedroom. She wimped out and killed herself after she did. There's no reason. Put the boy's head in the freezer, man. You know, she and she was still on the phone. Now, the boy is like, this is a cute little kid, man. Ain't no homo. This is a cute little boy. This boy had a future, man. Cute little boy, man. And the mother just jacked out and killed him. Why? And then she, you know, fuck going to jail, fuck all that. She just ducked it. And she killed us and stabbed herself in the neck. This is a cute little boy, man. And it is what it is, man, you know. Sat over there and took him out. Hold on, man. I see my man D punching in up in here. Let me holler at my man D. What's going on, D, man? What's the business, man? This is your boy Brock Gunny doing his thing on the solo tip. Sitting over here ranting and raving about this bullshit, man. It's this chick that sat over here and decapitated this kid, man. World is going to hell in a handbasket, man. This shit is some tragic shit, man. This is a cute kid, man.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to take a look at too much of it, but I heard a little bit about it. It's some straight lunatics out there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
man, it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just I'm telling you, this new generation of individuals, man. It's I'm telling you, these people, cats out here don't understand, man. Y'all better start raising y'all kids with old school discipline and raising them with the same morals and values, you know, that we grew up on that allow us to be able to, you know, dispense with the BS and dispense with the nonsense and be able to tell the difference because, you know, these kids today, you know, they lacking a lot, you know, I mean, your PlayStation and all these video games and computers and iPads and cell phones, and these kids ain't learning nothing. You know, they ain't learning nothing real. You know, so these parents out here, y'all better step it up to what we like to call old school parenting. You know, y'all need
to
start raising old school parenting.
You can't even do that anymore, man, old school parenting, man, with these kids, because now they call, you know, the cops on you if you whoop their ass and shit, man. You can't even do that now, man. You know, here's another sad-ass story I'm looking at, man, courtesy of Yahoo, man. Did you hear about the young kid, man, 18 years old, Tony Farmer, man, Garfield High School? My man just got a 3-year sentence. Dude had a future in front of him in basketball. He got a scholarship at, you know, colleges out here, Ohio. This kid's from Hawaii, Ohio. My man sat over here. He pleaded guilty to kidnapping and felonious assault and other crimes over his girlfriend, man.
Wow.
My man sat over here, man, and, you know, jumped on his girl or whatever the case may be. And I'm not getting it, man. Why would you fuck your career up like that? You know what I'm saying? You about to get 3 years, B. For jumping on somebody, man. You know, he jumped on the chick, man, because she didn't want to go back with him. Dudes, let me tell you something, guys, and excuse my French ladies, but I'm going to say it, ain't no pussy worth no jail time. None. Because that ass that you trying to, you know, take or forcibly take or be with or whatever, man, like that, man, if the problem is that bad, let her ass the fuck go. And vice versa for females. Ain't no dude worth, you know, killing some damn body. You know, I was just reading something last week. We missed out last week. We didn't do the show. I was just reading something last week, man. This couple was about to get married. And, you know, the day of the wedding, they get into it. And she stabbed dude in the heart. Killed him. My man is out of there. Her future husband to be out of there. Killed him. And she in the court, you know, she went catatonic, man. She in court like, I didn't mean to kill her. Well, yeah, the dude out of there, man. He gone. Over an argument,
well,
who the hell knows?
Well, what did you mean to do? I mean, because he dead, so.
Yeah. And she sitting over there, you know, with the rock and the shake, you know, I want to go home, I want to go home. And the judge was like, you blew that baby girl, you in here. You know what I'm saying? It's not what. You know, if you having problems like that the day of the wedding, maybe you need to reevaluate and look at who you with. Because if you having arguments like that and you lose control like that and you stab it, ain't nobody, ain't no ass whoop, well, some ass whoopers are worth it, but not going to jail, you know, at the end of the day, man. But yeah, this cat, man, he you know, between this and old girl that, you know, killed her son, man, man, this cat, man, you know, I'm like this, man, you know, you got to think, man. You done messed up your life. You about to do a 3-year bid, man, over some chick. She going to be out, fucking whoever. You going to be locked up. You had a future ahead of you, man. You could have had plenty more girls, man. You probably would have did a dun-dun-dun and got one pregnant, but, you know, who's to say? But at the same time, your life is done, kid. You in there. You know, my man, you know, he sat over there and then, he going to faint. 6'7", man, this dude's going to faint in front of the judge, man. He passed out in front of the judge, man. So I'm like, wow. That, you know, it don't make no sense. You know, all this, and, you know, they got it on camera, so if you want to look, see him passing out in front of the judge, man, it's on YouTube, man. Not on YouTube, but it's on Yahoo, I'm sorry. Yeah, man, this was sad, man. He messed his career up, man, you know, as well as this woman and this kid, man. This kid could have had a future, man. We'll never know now. We'll never know. You know, it's the world is fucked up, man. It's fucked up, you know. But other than that, man, yeah, man, you know what, man? I had Sonya on here, man. She got on here and she said her little spiel, man. Again, you know, she's going to be out here in Illinois. Bellwood, Touch of the Past, you know, for those that know, you already know what it's about, what we be on over there. So, I mean, it ain't no little hole in the wall. You got to worry about nobody snatching your troop jacket or nothing like that. But, you know, come on up and tell you.
I heard her give you your new DJ name, DJ Stomach Tickler.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You hear this shit, man? Stomach Tickler. Hell, man. The fuck's on you up when I see you, man. Yeah, that's my girl, though, man. That's my girl, man. She got my man Joe Torre coming up in there, man. And she had Bruh Man up in there a couple of months ago, man. She be doing it, man. I mean, when you get these, she was out your way, man. I'm going to have to let you know, too, man, when she's out there, man. You know, so you can go on slide in and enjoy the show, man, and introduce yourself.
No doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
And come check it out, man. You know, she do this stuff, man. She travel, man. So she be all over, you know, doing her thing, man.
Definitely let me know.
Yeah, I'm put it out there, man. I'm going to put it through there. I see Obama taking shots at my man, Todd Akin, man. You been keeping up with the presidential election and all that, man, and this dude, Todd Akin, man, or Akin, whatever the fuck
it is. I saw a little bit about this Todd cat yesterday, but, no, man, I'm just waiting because right now, you know, I'm just kind of sick and tired of, you know, cats bashing him, and then, you know, of course, you know, Romney trying to bash him. I'm going to say this, though, man, but from everything I've been seeing and hearing about this Romney cat, it truly looks like Obama about to get another 4 years. I really don't think Mitt Romney going to win.
Part of me, this is just me, and I'm saying this shit, and it's real official, man. I want Obama to win, but at the same time, these idiots that are, like, saying the shit that they're saying and doing the stuff that they're doing, I kind of want Romney to get up in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it, and I said this last week, you know, I ain't going to go on no whole political rant again, but I want him to win because these same kids that's out here like, oh, Obama ain't doing shit. He ain't helping us. He ain't doing the black people, blah, blah, blah. I'm crying, you know. I want him to win because I want you to see what Romney going to do for you. This Romney and his vice president-elect, I can't remember the cat, Ryan something or whatever. These two cats, they about that money. They about that paper.
And these idiots don't I'm going to call you idiots because y'all don't quite understand. Read between the damn lines. The man got millions of dollars in offshore accounts. Really? Is this the dude you really think going to be looking out for you? He got millions of dollars in offshore accounts, but he's going to be looking out for you. Well, I tell you, people can be so blind to what's truly going on in the business. Man, this dude got millions of dollars of it, you know, millions of dollars that he done racked up for himself. He ain't racked it up for you. He ain't stacking up the money to give to the people. He's stacking money for himself. For himself.
You know, it's
but ain't nobody paying attention to that. Nobody's paying attention to that.
It's just the thought of the whole thing. Like I said, I ain't going to go into no whole tangent, man. But that's why I stress the fact, if you don't really care for Obama's politics, I'm not telling you to go out there and vote for him because he's black. I'm not telling that you to go out there to vote for him because, you know, it's just the right thing to do. I'm telling you to go out there and vote and look at the picture, you know. And it sounds fucked up, but it is. If you feel that way, look at it this way. Obama is the lesser of two evils. You fuck around and let these two get in office, and I promise you, you think the Bush years was bad for black folks in general? And I'm going racial with it. You think it was bad for black folks in general? These cats do not care. They are talking about cutting every program out there. You know what they call it for us? Handouts. And the sad travesty of it is, man, it's not handouts for us. Black folks are beta testers. We are the beta testers. Anything they want to find out about, they try it on us first. And the same little like welfare, food stamps, link card, whatever, it ain't just black folks on that shit.
You know, I find it amazing how ever since the brother got in the office, ever since President Obama got in the office, everybody, even African Americans, man, everybody's criticizing the dude, talking crazy about the dude. Everybody wanna analyze his life and his background. You know, I find it funny how nobody analyzed, you know, or criticized Bush like that. You know, I find it funny how nobody was calling Bush by his first name. I find it funny how, you know what I'm saying? I find it funny how, you know, even African Americans wasn't criticizing him like that. He wasn't doing jack shit for none of y'all. None. He wasn't doing nothing for you. But there was nobody, I didn't hear that. I didn't really hear that much complaining like you hear complaining now. And he ain't doing jack shit for nobody. He ain't do nothing for y'all. Nothing. You ain't hear nobody complaining. Nobody complaining like that. Not the way people are complaining now. And then it's like people's not even trying to read between the lines into politics. First of all, you know, for all the dummies out there that don't know, first of all, the majority of Congress is Republican. Damn, did y'all know that? The majority of them are Republican. So every single time this man is trying to do something, they keep shooting it down.
And they don't even understand
it. Just in case for the slow individuals that don't understand that Republicans want Republicans in the office. They want Republicans in the office. Obama's a Democrat, so every time he wants to do something, he keeps getting shot down. So if Obama gets back in the office, if you want him to do the things he said he was going to do, guess what? Put more Democrats in Congress. When it's time to vote, vote more Democrats in the office if you want him to do what he said he was going to do. Plain and simple.
Well, like I said, I'm going to touch on one little small thing with that, too, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Understand this. Anybody that's in a political Democrat, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they don't want one side to outshine the other. Now, a lot of black folks, this is what a lot of black folks are mad about. When Obama had both the House and the Senate, they feel he didn't do what was needed. But you all have to understand, even his own people in the Democratic Party was backstabbing him. You also have to understand, regardless of what you've been led to believe or what you've been told, black folks know Obama is black. We don't need to see no birth certificate. We see it. He got a black wife. He got two black kids. Before he was president, before he was even, you know, a politician in Illinois, man, the brother was black. He got pulled over by cops and harassed just like the rest of us. Fact, okay? In order, you know, and real talk, I'm going to tell you something else. Even if he does get elected again, 8 years ain't going to fix all the damage damage that has been done between the Reagan era, the Bush era, you know, the Clinton era. Clinton was a good president, but a lot of stuff, like a lot of people don't know and a lot of people may do know, Clinton is the reason why we have no jobs here in this country today. I'm not shitting on Clinton. It might have been a good idea on paper when he thought about it and everything, but a lot of them customer service rep jobs, you know, like a lot of you with Comcast, AT&T, UVerse, with the cable at that D, I can't remember. You know, Cox, there we go. A lot of them jobs that we had were here. The country doesn't make anything no more. The business corporations have outsourced all that work, India, China, Mexico. So those customer service jobs that we would do for $10, $11 an hour, all that stuff is over there, and they're doing it for $5, $8, maybe less than that. Gym shoes that like them $315 gym shoes that y'all dumbass is going to go out there and buy from LeBron James. And I'm calling you dumbass because you spent $315 on that shit. You need your ass beat. But that shit is made over in China. Just like the big thing with the Olympics outfit. And people was pissed off about that. That shit was made over there in China. The jobs are being outsourced over there. A lot of things y'all look at. And black folks, I'm talking to you. He's not the president of black America. You know, yeah, you look bitter and perturbed, man, that my man didn't do exactly everything that you thought he should do as a black president. But understand the repercussions of what would happen if that were to come to pass, if he solely just focused on us. We as a people need to do for us. Ain't nobody going to do it but us. Not nobody. You have to get up off your own shoulders. And by that, I mean, yeah, you need to get out there and try to find yourself some type of piece of job. Yeah, you need to get off public assistance and everything because my taxes pay for that shit. I chip in for that as well as other people. This is to the sisters. And it ain't just black folks, again. It just ain't black folks on public assistance. So anything, and this is what I was saying earlier, as we are beta testers and everything. Anything that they want to test out, it happens in the black community, in the hood. It happens to us first. So a lot more white folks on that shit, too. So anything they do to us or take away from us, they're taking away from them, too. Overstand that. Don't understand it. Overstand that. Anything they taking away from us, they taking away from themselves. Anything you think you doing to hurt us, you hurting yourself. So, I mean, that's why I say it's critical, man. You know, like I say, I ain't want to go into this bullshit, man, again this week. But that's why I say it's critical, man, to get out there and vote. All these little tactics they trying to do to make y'all have your driver's license or your state ID when you go vote, that is something to quash Obama, to keep the vote away from him. So when you mushmouth niggas sitting over there, saying, oh, man, I ain't vote for that dude, man. Fuck that, man. I ain't vote. You think about that shit, man, when fucking Romney and them get up in there, man, your ass locked up and, you know, y'all motherfuckers ain't got shit. You ain't got that link card. You know, he's cutting down education for your kids. He's cutting down, they going to cut down a lot of shit, dog. So y'all think about that, man. Get your state IDs and shit to say. If you got warrants, man, okay, I understand that. But for those of you who can get out there and get your shit. And vote, man. It ain't gonna cost you nothing. Go in there and vote. Vote Democrat all over Abacab, all the way down. And vote. Yeah. You know? Another stupid nigga news. My man Lil Wayne. This dude, hey, y'all, like I said, y'all get on me, man, because I talk about this cat, man. But I mean, he makes it easy, man. My man sat over here and flat out said, I don't like New York. He simply doesn't like New York at all, man. You know, my man is still bitter about what happened at the Summer Jam. You know, my man Peter Rosenberg, you know, called out Nicki Minaj, and he was pissed off with that. He had to serve some jail time in New York, man, for that gun charge, which, my ad, was his fucking fault. You know, he's pissed off about that. But my man, he just flat out said he just don't like New York, man. And, I mean, if it wasn't for New York, real talk, your album, half of Young Money's collective roster wouldn't be where they are today. But yeah, he, you know, he went out there and said this shit. If you want to check it, and you know what he said, go to hiphopdx.com, and they'll tell you, you know, you got a little video with him on MTV, you know, basically saying that shit, man. And of course, you got the flame wars, you know, on the message boards and stuff, you know, man, fuck that self is this, you know, self, Lil Wayne, blah, 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 whatever. Lil Wayne ain't shit. Y'all take that old Jenkins dreadlock cat, kid face fucked up. All the Lil Wayne can't do right now is rap, because after the career is over with, he gonna be at Walmart with the Jackson. You know, that's crazy, man. You know, you gonna diss a whole coach, man, because you had a bad experience, man, and then fuck around and start a coach riot again, man. You don't want to do that. You don't even want to do that. But of course, New York has been kind of slipping. But at the same time, if it wasn't for them playing your music, there would be no Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, none of that. You know, but they 15 minutes of fame is slowly deteriorating. Slowly deteriorating. Man, did you hear me playing that 2 Chainz earlier, man? What you think, man?
Yeah, I heard it was pretty decent.
You know? The first joint with Scarface was good, man. That triple joint. I don't know what to tell you.
Some dude tried to break an LL Crip, and he whooped his ass until the police got there.
Oh, yeah, man, he broke the dude's nose and his jaw, man. He broke his nose and his jaw, man. That's crazy, dude, man. But that, see, that's what I'm saying, people. That's how desperate people are, man. You know LL swollen motherfucker, man. Dude got them straight penitentiary-ass muscles, man.
First of all, didn't he go to jail before?
Yeah, I went to jail before Knock You Out. The second album came out. He had Radio, and then he had another album come out. That's the one with I'm Bad was on it and everything, man. That was the second album. That was his best album, and Walking with a Panther to me. Knock You Out was
That's the difference. Let me explain to the young bucks right now. That's the difference between the old school hip hop artists and these new cats y'all listening to. You always hear about these new cats getting slapped and somebody snatching their chain and beating them down and stupid stuff like that. Some cat tried to break an LL's crib, LL whooped his ass. That's the difference between the real old school hip hop artists and the ones y'all listen to today.
Yeah, you tell us the truth on that one too, man.
That's the realness.
He did flex him. I was cracking up when I was reading on that, man. I was like, damn, he knocked that motherfucker out.
The hip-hop artists we used to listen to didn't just portray to be hard. They were.
Man, did you hear this thing about the Olympic medalist, what's his name? I can't remember. But he's trying to copyright Jill. Now, I'm going to ask you, okay? He's trying to copyright this. My man's sitting over here trying to act like he's never heard that before. He's trying to say Dumb Jeezy had that saying. Who was saying Gia? Yeah. I'm gonna ask you, who was saying Gia?
Look here, for all the young bucks that don't know, and you can best believe we're going to get them on a show real soon. All the young bucks that don't know, that's why I say y'all need to do y'all research about hip-hop and the old school cats. But y'all think these new cats come out saying something and you think they started something. Chia! That comes from Mr. Duckstick himself, MC8.
And he was, I wasn't on the show last weekend, but he's sending a cease and desist letter to my man. You know, you trying to copyright. Personally, I'm just going to call him state of state. I think it's stupid that you're trying to copyright this. But at the same time, you know, I was reading the comments about it. And this is what I mean by young folks, man. Every time somebody, a legend or an old schooler, has something to say about something, y'all be like, oh, he ain't relevant no more. He's just coming out because he broke. He need money. He need this and all that and everything like that. I'm going to say it one last time, man. Y'all don't know nothing about these cats, man, because radio don't play these people no more. They spoon feed y'all the shit you listening to now. And like I say, I'm not going to knock y'all hustle because we had our time this is your time. But at the same time, MC8 been out for a long time. He's relevant. Just because you don't know him, other people do know him. My man can go overseas and get more love overseas from the youngsters and the people over there than he can from over here. Say what you will, but it ain't about no money, man. It's just about the fact, man, this young cat, man, is sitting over here. Yeah, you an Olympic medalist and everything, but how you going to copyright something that has been said since the 88, 90? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't, you know, you don't even remember DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? That's shit he's been saying since Boys in the Hood. Right. You know? And it kills me, man, when I go on these forums, man, and I see these cats, man, these young bucks over here. Yeah, you know, he's just old, man. Motherfucker, you do realize that one day you gonna get old. You do realize that. Time don't stop. Y'all need to understand that, man. Y'all gonna get old, and you gonna have kids. And the same shit I'm doing today, you gonna be doing. That ain't shit. Motherfucking Yeezy Lil Wayne. Y'all gonna be arguing the same shit I've been saying, the same thing my grandmother was saying to me. Rest in peace, Granny. Same thing she was saying to me. You gonna do? Y'all motherfuckers gonna get old one day. But y'all kill me with that, man. You shit. At the rate y'all dying with this stupid shit and getting locked up in jail, you know what I'm saying? You might not reach it to get old, man. You know. But anyway, man. You know, like I said, let me get off that box, man. Before I get into it, man. Another hip hop news. Mariah Carey is pissed off. Mariah, you need to get your ass back in the studio and shit. But Mariah Carey is pissed off because Nicki Minaj is going to be on American Idol, allegedly. So, wait, get the lineup, D. Check this out. Supposedly Kanye West, Mariah Carey, and Nicki Minaj. Now, hear me out. This is possibly going to be the last season of American Idol because this is like the worst lineup of talent ever. With the exception of Mariah Carey, I give her props because she came a long way.
I just want to know, and American Idol better seriously think about this seriously. Okay, it's not American Hip Hop Idol. Okay,
exactly.
I'd like to know, what the hell does Kanye and Nicki Minaj know about singing?
Exactly. That's what I was just getting ready to get into.
Now, Mariah Carey, I can understand that because she knows all about singing and pitch and different things like that. First of all, Kanye's a hip hop artist and a producer. He don't know about no damn singing. He ain't sang. He don't know about no singing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj don't know nothing about no singing. No, she doesn't know anything about any singing and being a singer. She doesn't know anything about that. Mariah Carey, yes, she does. Okay? The past cast they've had on the show, Simon Cowell, yes, he does. Randy, yes, he does. Steven, yes, he does. J-Lo, yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, These cats know nothing about singing. Yeah, American Idol, y'all, you're digging a huge hole for yourself. And what you're doing is you're telling shows like The Voice and X Factor, come on in. It's time for you guys to take over anyway. Sure, you can take our spot. That's exactly what you're telling them.
Well, according to Mariah, she was led to believe that she was going to be the only female on the panel. And, you know, there is a big-ass age difference between that two. You know, Mariah, she's 42. She's still, you know, she'll still get the deals, Nick. And Nicki's 29. And according to TMZ, Mariah hung up on the Idol executives and shit, man, you know, when she heard about Nicki possibly joining the table. And I don't blame her. It'll be good for ratings with Kanye and Nicki Minaj and stuff like that. But, again, as you pointed out, They don't know anything about singing. But yeah, that's you know, Kanye, he kind of on the fence, you know. And then that's almost like having three divas, three females on there anyway.
But you know, before they mentioned Diddy, Now Diddy, yeah, I can understand him. He's produced singers,
right?
You know, he's produced singers. He did production for singers. Yeah, him, I can understand that. But
man,
you know,
it is what it is.
Hey, good luck with that American Idol. I hope you guys have some real success with that, because it's gonna be a whole lot of angry people. So good luck.
I personally don't believe they're going to go through with it, but like I say,
It's going to be too many angry people, because I got to say, this past season of American Idol has probably got to be one of the best seasons I've seen in a long time. If I had to pick a top three best seasons of American Idol, I would definitely put this last season in that category. But because rarely did American Idol, rarely did the whole 12, top 12, know how to sing. And in this season, damn near the whole top 12 knew how to sing.
Yeah.
The whole top 12 knew how to sing. All of them can get albums and be successful. That's how good they were. You rarely saw that in American Idol seasons. I mean, it was probably like, you know, I would always pick out maybe three or four that was really good singers, but damn near the whole top 12 could sing. So, like I said, that's probably one of the best seasons I've seen in a long time. And if you guys end up changing it and bringing in cats that don't know nothing about singing, then you can chalk it up, you know, as this possibly being your last season, because there's going to be a lot of people upset. And then I also hear that Michael Strahan is going to be the new host with Kelly Ripa on Live with Kelly.
So he's taking over for Regis or whatever?
Yeah, he's taking over.
Well,
Michael Strahan.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Entertainment business is funny, man. Everything is about ratings, man. Don't you know, get it twisted, man. It's all about ratings, who's hot right now, and who can get the most viewership, listenership, whatever, man. This is a business, man. You know, I used to tell you in the early days of Nod Your Head, man, around this time last year, D. Hour Show, the business is a strange beast, man. You hot for 6 months, and then you got to re-up, man. You know, a cat like 2 Chainz, don't get me wrong, he's a good cat, man, but how long is he going to be accepted, man? You know what I'm saying? How long are we going to take the same gimmick over and over? Like I said, this is a kid's game now, man. The teens got this shit down, man. You know, it was the same thing around our time, too, man. You know, we had better choices in music. We had your conscious rap, your gangster rap, your dance rap, you know. And
I hear your boy, Chuck D, has a little problem with Jay-Z and Kanye.
Oh yeah, he pissed off with them, man.
Yeah, I heard Public has a new song called Catch the Throne.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little issue with them cats, and he's questioning their motives in hip hop. You know, what are they in the culture for? Are they in the hip hop culture for the people, or are they in it for themselves? He seems to think they might be in it for themselves.
Well, like Chuck D, man, I had to accept the fact too that, like I say, you know, it's hard for me to accept it, but hip hop is for the kids now, man. It ain't like it was when you and I were growing up and everything, and it was new, it was exciting and everything. It was harder to get into business, man. A lot of stuff killed hip hop and radio. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff went out the window, man, because SoundScan killed hip hop. First day sales and everything killed hip hop. You know, you sold a million in a first day or whatever like that. You know, that's what matters, man. You know, like I said before, man. You know, we used to have albums, man, that had themes to them, man. That was dope. That had, you know, background. That was promotion behind it and stuff. You know. Now everything is like microwave, you know, 5-minute promotion and everything. You know, if you don't sell X amount in a certain time, you're done. Look at what happened to Carrie Hilson. Y'all remember Carrie Hilson? Remember her? Where is she at now? Where is she? She was the only one, in my opinion, that was keeping up with Beyonce. You know? Where is she now? You want to know where she at? She's black labeled. They kicked out. She's no longer with Interscope. You ain't going to get that second Carrie Elson album. She had one way. First album, she had one way. She came out. Nice girl. Second album, she went Adina Howard on us. You know what I'm saying? She came out ready to fuck. You know? And, the first album went gold. The second album did okay. She had some hits on that. But she disappeared, man. These are changing times, man. You know? You got, like, you know, you had female MCs that was dope. And now you got Nicki Minaj. Now, granted, I heard Nicki Minaj before she blew up and got the augmentation and all that shit. But this is what the industry is about, man. This is what the entertainment industry is about, man. It's about what's hot. And if you ain't hot at that point in time, you're done. Your 6 months, you're done. You know, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with Drake. You know, back in the day, Common went in on Drake. Ludacris went in on Drake. You see, he ain't respond back to Ludacris. He went in on, you know, tried to go in on Common and shit but like that, but he really didn't say shit. You know, he got told fuck off. And, that, you know, it is what it is now, man. You know, it's like, man, the industry has just changed. And a lot of you up-and-coming cats, man, that's trying to get in there, man, you got to look at it for what it is, man. You know, what sets you different from what's out there now? What hot producers do you have behind you now? You know, it is what it is right now, man. You gotta roll with the punches, man. You know, I was looking at some about Father and C. I'm looking at it now, man. Who remembers Father and C, man? This is where Mary J. Blige got her style from. She was in a video with him. Treat them like they want to be treated or whatever, man. My man fell on hard times, dog. My man, he's just feeling hard times, man. And he's in that child support boat, too, man. This was one of Puffy's guys, too. I think he was dealing with Father MC a long time ago, too. Man, what happens to all the MCs and rappers? Where's Total at now, man? Where are they at now?
Where's who?
Total. You remember Total?
All yep, these people that yeah,
Puffy,
that.
Puffy, where the hell are they at now, man? Anyway, yeah, like I said, man, he's... Go ahead.
Where's a lot of them cats that was with him? I mean,
yeah.
To be honest with you,
where's a lot of them that was with him?
I mean, it's crazy. You know, a lot of them cats, you know, you don't really hear too much about anymore. I mean, I don't really know what they're doing right now, but it's a lot. I read an article, Tone Loc, you know, owes thousands of dollars in child support.
Tone Loc, man, needs to get some medical attention, man, because every time I look, man, he passing out some damn where, man. You know,
I knew, he's passing all the seizures and shit. Before I got some news about our girl Lauryn Hill, before I spill that, though, I just like to make an announcement for all the comic book fans out there. All the comic book fans, all the Superman comic book fans out there, it looks like it's been done. Superman and Lois Lane are done, and Superman has a new woman. And this is for all the comic book fans that read comics. This is in the comics. Superman and Lois Lane are done, and Superman and Wonder Woman are now a couple.
That should have been there, right? You know what I'm saying? That should have been there, man. I've read comics for a long time, and it's been led on to that for a long time, and it's just like Wolverine and She-Hulk, man. Come on, dog. That should have been came, man. I know y'all like that. Y'all some big-ass nerds and stuff. What grown-ass man looks at comic books? I still read comic books. Walking Dead for the win, motherfucker. But, yeah.
For those parents that are probably thinking that right now, your kids need to be reading comics, okay? Keep them out the TV. Keep them out the street. Keep them creative. You know, keep their minds creative. You know, those are the type of things that kept, you know, us out of trouble, and those are the type of things that kept us, that made us the type of people that we are today. You know, all this stuff that these kids doing today, they need some positivity. They need something old school, because this new stuff they're doing ain't working for them. Now, what I was saying about Lauryn Hill, everybody knows that you know, she had this, you know, she's got this little situation with the IRS and owing them, a million and a half of money. And I guess apparently, you know, allegedly she owes New Jersey $400K. She owes New Jersey $400K, and then also, I guess apparently Oprah wanted to do an interview with her, and Lauryn Hill turned her down, told her no.
Well, I mean, well, Lauryn got her reasons for everything. You know, Lauren's a weird chick. But she's very intelligent in certain things too. I just think that, you know, the Marley boy, and between Marley and Wyclef, man, they really messed her head up, man. You know, because Wyclef was messing with her at a young age. But yeah, Lauryn, man, she'll get out of that, man. You know, hopefully she won't go the way of Wesley. By the way, Wesley will be out 2013. Look for him in Expendables 3.
Wesley, for those that don't know, too, you know, he just turned, what, 50, 51? But people probably like, where is he at? Wesley is spending his days, and this is how you guys know, this is how some of these celebrities got the hookup. Wesley is spending his jail time in a minimum security, club-fed type jail.
I mean, anyway you look at it, it's still jail, you know.
He's spending it in a minimum security, club-fed type prison, which means he basically living it up. The minimum security club-fed type prison is the type of prison that a whole lot of cats would rather be in. For the ones that are in maximum, I'm pretty sure they would love to be in the minimum club-fed type prison. But apparently in there, them cats be kind of they be living it up in there. So.
Yeah. Well, man, we gonna stop blabbing. We got a couple more minutes in the show, man. I'm gonna play some more music and everything, man. I hope y'all are kind of enjoying the show, man. Like I said, we supposed to have my man Dwelly on here tonight, but maybe he'll be through tomorrow. When we get back, D'll probably, you know, let us know what's going on for tomorrow's show. But, man, I'm going to play some more music, let y'all hear some old stuff. This joint right here, this was never released. Y'all might like this joint, man. I've been on a Nas roll today, man, so I'm going to let y'all hear this old school Nas piece right here. All right, we'll be back, man. Check this piece out.
Yo, y'all know my pedigree. Hoes blow the guards voluntarily. We worldwide, my heart pumps where the ghettos be. Young sharks be telling me, y'all niggas can't swim, y'all drowning. From my hood to your hood, the anthem, y'all wildin'. I die for my coalition, the foes whispering, hating. Wild gremlins and those that roll with them. So I chose rap, we vowed to never go back. It is this life for animosity, the high velocity. Niggas be on the same team, planning to blow shots at me. Be the same mouth I try to feed. I write shit and dice it properly, till it hurts me. The same game as James Worthy, they spread my name like it's herpes. Nature, niggas on the block, bop to me. Y'all not complete, we take this shit to where it's got to be. That's my
text
philosophy.
Text and money go together like text and nine shells. Swiss cheese you and cover it up like Roswell. Cartel, you ain't seen no iller regime. The Celestine prophecy, Project Warrior owns property. Crack is hated, cops get jealous cause I stay with the 98 temporary plates on my whip. The system fake is not right. A rich thug could fuck a cop's wife cause I'm on television and live the pop life. I rock mics, make meals, sound scan sales. One point whatever records, profession is skills. Money's the root of evil, but it make you happy. Don't wanna shoot my people, but still they might clap me. Cause I talk like Dr. Malachi York. Play the sidewalk, hold fort, diamond plate chain, go fork. Get in tune, rich like Ricky for silver spoons. Frank Lopez crib, elevators and living rooms.
Hey yo, we still in Queens. Same place where we used to be. Often you won't see us, cause we usually out touring. Lead a hood, now the hood boring. Nori, you know me, we regulated. Straight from Iraq, but QB affiliated. It's like a higher learning. From 99th Street down to Vernon. Land I heat, birds burning. Like any wet, throwing up my set. Catch me on a Star Tech, about to set the connect. Yo, sex, drugs, money and murder, beers and sex. Lands and Lex in the projects. The fourth floor where we score through our cook up. D shook up, hit the block now. from screams to hollers. Fans turning fanatics, go home and dream about us. My zone, I need the chronic, my habit daily. Spitting rapid fury, I got more steps than Alvin Ailey. Thousands of fear me, my nickname Braille. Thou text to the fakest niggas, cause they clicks ain't real. Each verse be painful, forced to take emotions. From the street to the screen, pictures be major motion. Nature grossing, holding my square with snakes approaching. React quickly, keeping gas where my dick be. A buck equal 100, so a half is 50. Y'all do the math with me before I hurt you. It's personal, you and I know my whole squad be universal. From blood in to blood out, we thugged out. Fuck a 4-4, I go the snub route, leave you rubbed out.
Death followed them before I swallowed them whole. It was signs you should have read that was inside of his soul. Niggas like Dutchies to him now. So long, miss a motherfucker, but still, life goes on. Hope I'm rich on my last day, clutching some ass. Niggas say he came and went, got a nut when he passed. An old man laying dead on my bed with some young shit, screaming out freedom when I slumped to her chest. After that, chill, be a bitch with a hex. Every nigga she sex, be the next, put the rest.
Just as a young sibling, had every flavor timbling. Always had a jump shot and always dribbling. Yo, Mackerel, Jose, laid like casserole. Dolomite type, the jungle low, cut China white. Come check ya, mix the handy with the nectars. On straight flights, why I can't connect us. If it was up to me, the whole world would be comfortably. But since it's not, that nigga stay fucked up. I think about y'all too much and be bankrupt. So nigga, get yours, I got mine, nigga, so why, why? Word, just like the battle, to symbolize the war. Symbolize the war. And the war symbolize the winners of the battle.
Are you in it, or you in the motherfucking way, baby?
World up and annihilate your ass.
Queen Stat, you know what I'm saying?
Bismillah, Rahman Rahim.
Queen Stat, quick with Queen Stat.
All that hell shit.
Word up to the whole crew.
Yeah, yeah, for every pair of lines I spit, I leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. If you're not parallel to my paragraph, apparently if they say I'm better than you, no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move to the pedal zoo. Nobody seems comparable, niggas falling so fast they need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons and get buried up under American soil. We can start with the letter U. S, food for thought, thought for food. When niggas are taking life for the Jews in the pair of shoes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now is spitting the truth. Why? Use a let down like convertible roof. I see the mic and murder the booth. Nah, killing shit precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha.
Yeah,
my danger feels like rotten. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha.
Yeah, my danger feels dear. Four finger ring rap, sling slang, barrel the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was being rains and rosewood. Couldn't strain together some shows and homes, but sang together with soul for you. And the UK with the dough's good. I'm Billy Joe, I'm really soul. Mike, touched off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one. I bomb cruise, I'm hot. I'm cool with Top Gun, but not the bonds that Tom Cruise I got. A pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. I'm tight, paint a more visual picture than Pixar. Get more skull and skeletal or rip fuel. While y'all bite like parasites and pit bulls.
You love my style cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man gotcha.
Yeah, my danger feels like riding.
You love my style cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha.
It go punch, shoot, stab, kill, smoke this, sniff that, nigga pass the pill. Nigga rapping about daffodil, free hugger, that's when the cat slap your grill. Peep up ya, my defense, offense, offense, nonsense. Drunk with the coupe, y'all bringing to an all bent. Car can't fit the glasses off. Power fucking low is lame cause the ass is off. Kryptonite, but I'm a blood today. Latin king tomorrow, keep it Caliente. I send Spanish niggas to visit your label.
Referee hand me and take your digital table. The guard hard body, I ain't physically able. To test me, I'm gently, this whipping is fatal. Blast sketch, y'all niggas is past sex. Acting like a boss, get lost, what up, next?
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix,
it's out of hand, how the man got ya. You're in my danger, feels like Rodney.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix,
it's out of hand, how the man got ya. You're in my danger, you're in my danger, feels like Rodney.
Call me 50 years, call me Ferrari, call me New York. My area is my name changed, nigga, I ain't playing games. New York, for short, call me NY. New York, for short, call me NY.
You gon' cause my next felony fucking round, I get the Mac blowing. My heart colder than that corner, you get clapped on. The crack gon' show you the barrel, get my jack on. I'm hungry, eating off plates, me bad packs on. Gran Turismo, Mozzie, I just lean back on them. Stack on them, get rack after rack on them. Get a fun, this man song cutting the smack for them. Pop bubble and Yola, I cook that for them. Niggas get in the way, I bang the strap on them. Then line up the wolves, just bring my pack on them. I'm cool, I'm trying to keep cool, till I snap on them. I'm coming for a nigga head when I black on them. 50 years, call me Ferrari, call me New York. My area is my name changed, nigga, I ain't playing games. New York, for sure, call me NY. New York, for sure, call me NY. 50 years, call me Ferrari, call me New York. My area is my name changed, nigga, I ain't playing games. New York, for sure, call me NY. New York, for sure, call me NY. I hate when you niggas do shit to make me ask why. If you the homie, why you wanna go and testify? Why you wanna see a nigga get the sand fry? I grow old in the yard, staring at the sky. Why you hurt your friends more than your enemies? And why you don't sit and scroll through your memories? Why is this question I ask? Shit was all good when you split up stacks. That shit you told them people got them under a mask. Now why would you want to do some shit like that? When that barrel on your forehead don't act wise. Quiet, close your eyes and die. It's 50 years, call me Ferrari, call me New York. My area is my name changed, nigga, I ain't playing games. New York, for sure, call me NY. New York, for sure, call me NY. 50 years, call me Ferrari, call me New York. My area is my name changed, nigga, I ain't playing games. New York, for sure, call me NY. New York, for sure, call me NY.
Yeah, now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Back up in the city. Oh, this was, man. He sitting over here listening to the show, man, on the computer, man. Yo, but we back, man. Yo, we got 4 minutes left in the show, man. I'm going to say I had a good time, man, by myself. Thanks to D for coming through, man. I'm going to put him back on the mic in a second and see if he available. Yo, man, you back, man. You put the motion down, man. You ready to close out the show, man?
What's good, brother? It's called moisturizer. It's not called lotion.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever rocks your boat, man. Whatever helps the passing easier.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we back, man. That was my man, 50, man. 50, man, I don't give a damn what nobody say, man. He come off on some bullshit sometimes, man. But other times, man, the shit that doesn't get released is the best shit. You know, and we'll say what you want about 50, man, but that new joint, man, some of them joints, man, is off his mixtape or whatever. We don't make tapes no more, so mix MP3, whatever. Man, it's pretty hot, man. I like that. New York. We had Black Milk Matrix. That was 2010 that came out, man, with Black Milk, Feral Munch. I can't remember who the other cat was on there, man, but that was a dope joint. And then we had an old school joint with Nas, man. That's where hip hop was at the pinnacle, man. That joint never came out. Triple Threat with my man on there, man. And hey, they was doing Noriega. All them, man. All them cats used to run together, man. Where Noriega at now, man? Motherfucker went to reggaeton and shit. His monk ass was supposed to be on the show too, man. He never showed up, man. He too good for us, man. It is what it is, man. Who we got tomorrow, man? Who coming on tomorrow?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on Celebrity Thursday, we got a triple threat extravaganza tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to R&B star. We all remember her from the 80s. R&B star Michelle A is going to be on the show.
You need to stop lying.
Yes, indeed. R&B artist Michelle A. And also we got a double R&B diva extravaganza going on as well from the new show, the new reality show R&B Divas. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to Monifa. And we're also going to be talking to Nikki Gilbert from the hit group Brownstone. So we'll be talking to Michelle A, Monifa, and Nikki Gilbert tomorrow on the Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour show.
See, that's some bullshit, man. You got all the females on your show, man, and then the cast that was supposed to come on my shit, man, they flaked out. That's some bullshit, man.
Well, if you want the females on your show, I can get them on your show if that's what you want.
You already know what I want, but they can't do what I want at the moment. You know, I have to work that in, you know, behind the scenes. But anyway, I actually want to check out tomorrow, man. I want to talk to Michelle A, man, because I grew up listening to Michelle A, man, and I never believed that was her voice. When y'all hear this woman talking, man, don't be fooled. She might have a high-pitched voice and everything, but this woman can't blow. She can sing, man, Man, go Google Michelle A and look up and listen to some of her songs, man. You know, they used to be old stupid joke, man. Man, you hear what happened, Michelle A? No, nigga, what? Something was in her heart. Corny, I know. But, yeah, go check that out, man, and look up Michelle A, man, and see what y'all think about that. What else can we look forward to this weekend? We got 37 seconds, man. What else?
You know, we got Indie Up Saturday this Saturday, and we got The Covenant Cafe this Sunday with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lake. So just make sure you guys check it out. We got some great shows coming up next week, some great interviews coming up, and just keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday.
Well, we're going to slide out. Normally, I would head out with the D-Hour show outro song, but I'm going to do something different. I'm going out with Action Bronson, man. That's my guy, man. So we gonna catch y'all tomorrow, man. Same time, man. And man, we'll be back through here Wednesday. Nod your head. Hopefully, my co-host will show up. I don't know what's going on with her. You know, crack is a hell of a drug. That's all I can say. But yeah, we gonna leave it at that. And I'm gonna go on and hit up with Action Bronson. And we'll see y'all next week, man. Peace.
Oh.
His opponent from St. Petersburg, Florida. 231 pounds, Barry Horowitz.
Yeah. The short bustier, Ross Foligno. Yeah. To the back with the hat, lean back in the lat. Crack the window, hear the soldiers shouting that in the back. Ain't no cat in the hat, just a cat that can rap. This is Ross, representing Flush of Queens on the map, yeah. Heavyweight primate with a Harvard mind. Blood filled with a citrus mixture, orange lime. When the thought of that should come to mind,
born to ride. When the spring, summer shine, bonafide, eyes wide, running high. You don't want the revolution to be televised. Terrified from the Arab Mountain death camp. With the iron burning hot, give you chest stamps. Phone calls with the cloth over the mouthpiece. With or without lead, burn about it now, chief. To the neck like a razor for the shovel. Face inside the struggle, blazing in a hundred years. Dig a hole, throw the lamb in it. Leather slippers in the sand, motherfuckers couldn't stand in it.
The word in my mind.
It's very hard with rap. I pat myself on the back. Don't fake the funk on the nasty dump shack. Got that. Close the window, she gets sold. We just have my lung burn. These old suckers getting placed into a young urn. Specialized like the little bus. Use my chubby little finger brush to stimulate the glitter rush. King Kong ain't got shit on us. I'm out here getting it for real while you motherfuckers filibust. Weed in my finger flicker. I'm on a solo mission. Started at pole position. Eyes on the low division. As it burn my thumb, I roll another one. Quite persistent, that's why they call me my mother's son. Choose to go give. Leave your hoe stiff. Make your hoe sniff. Booty in the blowfish. Hope they just cold kick. Cause every motherfucker in here rockin' low shit. I'm on that old shit.
Someone put the word in my mind. Barry Horowitz always liked to pat himself on the back.